basically something that forgave. You know, let's start from zero. Let's not think about it anymore. Let's have a fresh moment. And then it basically forgave all the torturers, killers, and people that did despicable things to civilians during the dictatorship. And I think that was one of the worst things that could have happened in Brazil, because now, talking about the play again, I think that the notion of truth, the truth is a very important historical landmark. If we erase the truth, we leave people like not really knowing. You know? So was a dictatorship that bad if everybody was, you know, if that was okay, then why we should care about democracy, and why should we? And I think that Bolsonaro emerged in Brazil as a political force because of that amnesty law. Because if we hadn't done that, people like him would never have appeared, like a man who showed up as a far-right figure that in the beginning was kind of funny, but then he became like the president of Brazil. He dedicated, when Dilma Rousseff was impeached in that coup d'etat against her, he dedicated his vote to the man who tortured Dilma. And I think that these kind of things would never have happened if we hadn't had this amnesty law that maybe make people forget how horrible the dictatorship is.
Well, Wagner,
that's why
I think it's
important to keep doing films, to keep doing, you know, political issues, the work of the university, historians, journalists.
Well, could you say, Wagner, exactly how was the dictatorship talked about after it concluded? You know, you also made that magnificent, your first film as a director, Marighella, which looks at really very closely the way in which dissidents were treated under the dictatorship. But it's also implied in the film that their opposition is not referred to as opposition, but as terrorism. And indeed, that might be what's taught also in schools. So how socially have Brazilians, politically, through education, been informed of the of what happened during the dictatorship?
When I was a kid, when I went to school, when the books that I read was like, they didn't even say, there was semantic changes. They didn't even say the coup d'etat of 64. They would say the revolution of 64 that saved Brazil of communism. That was the kind of stuff that I studied when I was a kid. That's why coming back again to the play and to was like, this play, the reason I decided to do this play was like to investigate the moment of truth nowadays. What is truth? Because I believe that the truth as we know it is over, especially now with the advance of technologies and the decline of journalism as a pillar of democracy. So, but that's been going on forever. Like, so when I was a boy, that was the kind of thing that I was reading at school. That's why I think that my interest in movements of resistance in Brazil is so strong, because we don't know much about it.
Well, we want to talk about movements of resistance. We're going to do this in part two of our discussion. Right now, we have to end the broadcast. Wagner Moura, the acclaimed Brazilian actor and filmmaker, nominated for an Oscar for his performance in The Secret Agent. We'll talk about that. And post online at democracynow.org. We're here in Edinburgh, where he's starring in the film A Trial After an Enemy of the People. That does it for our show. A very happy birthday to Anjali Kamat. And special thanks to Professor Adam Dixon and staff here at Panmure House. I'll be speaking at King's Theatre Tuesday. Check our website, and in London on Wednesday. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
Like, why you got to put everything on the internet while you're doing it, or after you're done doing it?
Well, if you don't put it on the internet, how's going to people know what you did?
Do I know what? That's your problem right there. You should be playing your cards close to your chest.
This is 101.5 UMFM.
That's what I appreciate about you.
Is that what you appreciate about me?
Let's take about 5 to 10% off over there, squarely down.
Yeah, no.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome back, folks. This is your weekly Weiler's Weiler Report, and today we have something special. We have some special someones, but we'll get to that in a second. Folks, today we're talking about people. And we're not talking about ourselves. This is no Weiler Report. This is no Weiler Show. Because today we're here to talk about our good old friends, Hudson and Lily. You guys want to say hi?
Hello.
Hi.
Right on, right on. And Hudson and Lily, they are siblings. Is this correct?
Yes.
And of course, with siblings, there come rivalries.
Yes.
Right, okay. So today I've done both of you a solid, and we're going to pit both of you together against each other, to see who actually wins said rivalry. Because today, folks, we have the Hudson and Lily episode. Can I get a round of applause? Thank you very much. We're going to be looking at artists that have the name Hudson and artists who have the name Lily. And we're going to see who comes out on top each round. So without further ado, let's get right into it. We have Show Me You Care by the Hudsons. And then we'll go right into No More Love by Lily Wilde and the Jumping Jubilee Orchestra. Let's get it right into it, folks.
Show me you can.
Check out this backing track. Ready? Boom. Beautiful. I can't hear it, but I know you guys can. Beautiful. Okay. Hudson, Lily, what did you think? We'll start with Hudson.
Well, first of all, I really liked my song. It really brought a positive vibe to the studio. And... yeah, I think that's something that Lily's song did not have.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it was
okay,
really
okay. Lily, Lily's got her hands up. Would you like to interject?
I don't know why we're hating right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're being a...
I thought this was more of a discussion.
I don't know. I will say, we have to give Lily now the time to speak.
Okay.
I would say the vibe of my song... was better.
Okay, okay, okay. It really brought some energy to the studio, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna have to agree with my mommy on this one. I'm gonna have to say Lily takes round one. But there's always round two to go. Shall we jump into the next two?
Yep.
Right on. We have Clay by Hudson Scott. and Pinky Pigs by Lily. Let's take a listen.
Just a mankind, more than a blind man. Grieve and waited, and destinated. Gun in hand, but it's perforated. Is a game. Yeah, this war is a game.
we are back and ready for action. Hudson, what do we think?
I think my song was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It had a pretty mellow vibe to it, still pretty upbeat, even though I couldn't understand a lot of the words in the song.
Folks, we did try to see if we could remember any of the lyrics after they were sung, and I think Lily got one.
Yeah.
That was the best we could do.
But still, the melody was very nice. And yeah, I really liked my song, but Lily. I don't know about Lily's. It wasn't that good.
A little birdie told me, you said, my song is indefensible. How am I supposed to defend this? So, thoughts?
Yeah.
What do we have to say?
So, I would say it had a bit more of an upbeat vibe, which was good.
Right.
I feel like you could dance to it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the jazz kind of switch halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all.
Okay. Sounds good. I mean, I'm going to have to give this round to Hudson, I will have to say. And so did my mom. So, we are, we're tied.
Yes.
We are tied. Do we think the next one's going to be the tiebreaker? Who do you think's going to win?
I mean, I guess we'll just have to hear the songs.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. First, we have Slow Burn by Hudson Bell. Then we have Timber by the Lilies. More specifically, Lily's. So there's two of you or more. So let's take a listen. Hudson on the guitar, by the way. Hudson, is the same you on the guitar?
Yes.
Good friend. LA, should we put your song on? Go Tide. Solo. Folks, what are you listening to?
Right now, you're listening to UMFM 101.5.
Heck yeah, you are. And I'm joined with Hudson and Lily. Is this correct?
Yep, this is correct.
And we are going through songs with artists named Hudson and Lily to see who has the best catalog per name. Per name. And right now, we're tied. This is about to be the tiebreaker. Hudson, thoughts?
Yeah, I really liked my song.
Upset, honestly.
Yeah,
honestly?
It was really good, and I hope I win this tiebreaker.
Yeah, okay. He's got a family to feed.
Yeah, I really need this win right now.
I really need this win right now, man. Lily, thoughts? You want to take away this guy's, the food for this guy's family?
No, I don't want to do that, but I would say my song was really relaxing. A good song to listen to when you're trying to decompress.
Right. I'm going to be so honest. I think Lily, she's the only one with an argument here. I think I got to give this to Lily. I'm sorry about your family.
My intro is really good.
That's true. Too. 2 minute guitar. That's a great point, actually.
Yeah.
I might have to still give this to Lily.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But at least we can listen to a little bit of the backing track. Check this out. That's enough of the backing track. Folks, we're jumping into the next set. This is Hudson Stone's Overthinker and Dans Tu Regardes Hier. This is Lily Luca. It's a French song. Let's take a listen.
Checking in, tell me was it something that I did? I could tap the message out. Give me a sec, think I'll delete it now. Making a mountain out of anything. Make it all make sense. I always do it and I do it again. Oh, I'm an overthinker, thinking everything that I say, everything that I try. Overthinking, thinking, but I never thought twice. I never thought twice about I'm an overthinker, thinking. I'm making mistakes, I don't know what to choose. I'm overthinking, but I never thought twice. I never thought twice about you. I could pick the sushi spot, convincing myself it's not the one you want. I'm
But I'm also overthinking about this next song. I'm gonna have to take it.
On croit que l'amitié c'est plus doux
c'est so
que l'amour.
You, Lily.
On croit qu'on peut s'y fier, qu'on connaît les contours.
Yes, you
que
do.
Les liens sont plus forts à la vie, à la mort. Mais dans ton regard hier, le message était clair. Tout se nous se dénoue, c'est fini entre nous, c'est fini entre nous. On croit que parce qu'on a partagé un bout de vie, dansé sur Nirvana, couru la Bolivie, que si un jour ça clash, solides seront nos attaches. On croit qu'on fera équipe, qu'on sera jamais déçu, que grâce à nos principes, on trouvera une issue ou qu'on sera au moins deux pour faire l'état des lieux. Mais dans ton regard hier, le message était clair. C'était ni chien ni loup, c'est fini entre nous, c'est fini entre nous. Puisqu'on n'a ni foyer, ni gosse, ni compte commun, ni juré sur papier qu'on s'aimerait demain, puisqu'on n'enlace pas nos langues de plus belle, puisqu'on n'invite pas nos familles à Noël. Et puisqu'on a le droit d'avoir autant d'amis qu'on le désire, on croit qu'on fera l'économie d'une horrible rupture. On croit que c'est plus sûr. Mais dans ton regard hier, le message était clair. Le ménage est dissous, c'est fini entre nous.
We're back. I've just been informed that was a sad song. Very sad song. So at least we got this backing track to keep us company. Okay, we're gonna start with Lily this time. Lily?
If you're in the mood to cry and you know French, I would say that's a good song. It was quite sad though.
Yeah, apparently. Can I tell you a story? One time my dad listened to music in Farsi and he was listening to a song. It sounded like the last song. And I just remember him going, ugh! I guess it's too sad. And I was like, it sounds exactly the same as the last song. So I guess if you're not tapped in, you don't know. So, Hudson, you speak French, right? But you were not in France. How
yes.
sad was that song?
Yeah, it was pretty sad. It kind of brought a dark cloud of sadness over the studio.
Rain.
Yeah, rain.
Mm-hmm.
And my song, it was very light mm-hmm. And people can understand it better, so I don't know why you would pick the other song.
I mean, he makes a very convincing point, actually. I might have to... I think Hudson takes this. So, we're tied again?
That's true.
Oh. Okay, we're jumping into the next track here. We have Hudson Falcon's Working Class War. Holy smokes. Holy smokes. Lily, you're going to be on Team Hudson for this one. I know. Because we also have Mark Hudson. Because if you flip it, the inverse of Hudson is Lily. So if the last name's Hudson, it means it's Lily. We have his name was John. So we're gonna jump right into it.
It's a working class war.
Sing it, Hudson.
For me and you, it'll never be the same.
Back. And my name is not John. My name is Kyler, the co-host. You can call me K. You could call me Potassium. That's K. You can call me the end of a bad conversation, the letter K. You can call me the Cayman Isles. And I'm joined by Hudson. You can call H or anytime, actually. And Lily, who you can call Lily. So, folks, we're coming into our last set of songs here, but as you know, we're going through to see who has the best catalog. So, arguments to defend. Hudson, why do you think you won that round?
I mean, my song, it was pretty hardcore, probably not for everybody, but I think could be good maybe if you're trying to do a workout and get hyped. That song was really get you in the right headspace for that.
Yeah, right headspace. And do you feel like you're in the right headspace right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right headspace to win this.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're gonna let him do that to you, Lily. Lily, thoughts?
I would say my song is a little bit more universal, enjoyed by more people. Hudson's song was a little too intense for me. Not really my style.
Yeah. More John Lennon-esque, you know. His name was John. That John Lennon.
That's true.
That is true. So, I don't actually know who might win this round. It's a very hard one. Shall we check? I think I got a text from my mom. Shall we check? What'd she say? Hudson, she said to look at your phone. That's what she said. So, drum roll. I don't think it has anything to do with this, actually. Folks, I'm going to give this round to Lily. I'm sorry, Hudson, but Lily is on top right now. So you can only, and I mean only, tie, or Lily can lap you with 2 points. We're going to go into the last song.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's a big one. This is very. Do you know any artists who go by the name of Hudson?
Nope.
Lily, do you know any artists who go by the name of Lily?
No, I do not.
These might be... Well, you know, the artists aren't actually Hudson Lily. They're actually the songs are. And this is the first one. Take a listen, Lily.
Lily, 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 Lily. L-I-L-Y, Lily. L-I-L-Y, Lily.
Really got to feel it. Okay, cut it there. Hudson, we have your song coming up next.
Okay.
Are you prepared?
Yes, I am. I think Brace? This is the song that's going to bring me home the W for this.
I think it might change your life. Take a listen, folks. I'm actually so glad I get to share this with you. Take a listen, folks.
Hudson, Hudson, Hudson. Hudson, 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 Hudson. H-U-D-S-O-N. H-U-D-S-O-N. Hudson, 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 Hudson. Hudson, Hudson, Hudson.
Hudson, wipe those tears away.
Hudson, 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 Hudson. Hudson, 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 Hudson. 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 Hudson, 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 Hudson.
This next part's my favorite.
H-U-D-S-O-N, Hudson. H-U-D-S-O-N, Hudson. Hudson. Hudson, 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 Hudson. Hudson.
Okay. Okay. So, thoughts?
Yeah, I really liked my song.
I think it was very uplifting.
Yes, it was. I really liked that it had a lot of Hudsons in it.
Yeah. You know, that's pretty good, actually. And it makes me think about all the Hudsons out there.
Yes.
You know? And I really think we don't give enough. If your name is Hudson out there,
yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I found the Lily song to be a little repetitive. And, yeah, I didn't really like it.
Are you, Lily, thoughts to those claims?
So I would say the song sounded very similar beat and enunciation.
Yeah, she had some bigger enunciations here. But I've been lying to you to say I actually have one more song. And this might take it home. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
For Secret Song on this Monday afternoon. Brace yourself. Are we braced?
Yep, we're braced.
Incoming Secret Song.
Brent. B-R-E-N-T. B-R-E-N-T. Brent, B-R-E-N-T, Brent, B-R-E-N-T, Brent. Brent. B-R-E-N-T.
Yes, it is. It could bring a tear to your eye, just like this backing track. Okay, guys. So, now we have to decide who wins this. This is a very hard one. Because I think Lily's already won, and the only thing you could do is tie.
It's true.
So, I might have to make it a tie. I know. I might give it to the Brent song.
That's fair.
Of course. That did. Not even close. I'm gonna be so for real with you. That cleared. There's levels to this, and that's almost the top.
Oh.
Oh. Thoughts?
No.
I would be careful with your wording here, because we have some very serious, frivolous claims that Lily was talking about on the break. She said the Lily song clears every single song in this entire catalog.
Yeah.
The entire show. Can you believe that?
No, I cannot believe that.
And why can't you believe that?
Because I don't think the Lily song was really all that great, and I don't think it deserves this high of praise.
That's a critically acclaimed song. That's won like 5 Emmys. At least 6 coming next year. That's going to play at the Super Bowl.
Felt pretty meaningful to me, so...
Yeah, that is kind of mean of you to do. To say that you think the Lily song is worse than Dirt. I can't believe you would say that. And in all honesty, I think there's a better song than all of these. I have a second secret song. Song that you wouldn't even comprehend the lyrics to. It's so far beyond the average human intelligence that I didn't even put it in our playlist for today. I'm looking it up right now. Guys, I need to introduce you to the song that might change your life, might change your world, might change everything entirety. I can't find it. I've lost the song. Well, let me give me a second here. Give me 2 seconds, actually. Give me 3 seconds, actually. I'm trying to find the song for you guys. It's very important that I find the song for you. It's so important. Actually. Are you ready? I found it.
Yes, I'm ready.
Brent. B-R-E-N-T. B-R-E-N-T. Brent.
Ah, just kidding. Tear to a grown man's eye. Sorry, give me a second. Okay. And folks, we might end it there. We might actually end it there. Because this has been your Hudson and Lily episode. Guys, how was this experience overall?
Overall, 10 out of 10.
Yes, this is a really good experience.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't win. But
it's media trained. You got me. Even though I didn't win, I had a great time. The team played really hard, you know?
Yes.
It's team effort. And as we end, I think I want to play one last song, actually. I've done this 3 times now, but in looking for this actual, these actual songs, I found a song that I really enjoyed. It's by a girl named Lily Allen. And in this song, it's about her husband who, in fact, was not very nice to her. I think she cheated on her, and that sucks, and that's terrible and really, really bad. But I think the best part about it was she had a lot of receipts about this, and she did not let it go, and she made a great song that I'm going to play for you right about now. All right, we're done here. Folks, we're heading out. This has been your weekly Wylers. This is your Wyler Report. This is the Hudson and Lily episode. And that was, of course, Lily's victory lap song, as she did, in fact, beat Hudson in the end here. I'm sorry to say.
Deserved it.
Yeah. Well, final words. Thank you and good night, folks. Yep. Take care and keep on wildin' in that free world.
GPA's on the first floor of University Center is the place to soothe those hunger cravings, whether you're looking for candy, chocolate, chips, or some other type of snacky goodness. We proudly brew empty cup coffee made fresh daily and stock a variety of fresh sandwiches and baked goods from some of Winnipeg's top vendors. Our coolers are stocked with a wide variety of beverages guaranteed to quench your thirst. Swing by between classes and pick up what you need to survive your day. Currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends. We're proudly student-operated with pricing that fits your budget.
Since introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition still filling stages from Havana to around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with the powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Tickets on sale now, $39.50 plus fees via Ticketmaster. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra Live, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
There is something for everyone at Black Market Provisions, including food options for vegans, vegetarians, and even some great gluten-free choices. Make sure to add one of their world-famous sweet treats like their dark chocolate sea salt cookies to your order. Owned by couple Angela and Oana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting to 1,200 watts from the University of Manitoba.
Now with a little extra space in your face.
Hi.
Are you out of your balkan mind?
Hello and welcome to NLA. I'm your host Pierre, and I'm here with another special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Charles Fair. I guess I also go by Afin when I do my music.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got a YouTube too, right?
Yeah, O Weasel O. Well, Zero Weasel Zero. That's just the tag. I don't know. I went for Weasel, let by Weasel for a little bit. I guess I still kind of do, but that's for a different genre of music. I don't want to do. I guess I'd call it like a satire pop.
Oh yeah.
You know, just stupid songs. I had one song about licking armpits. I had another song about shoes. I stole the Creep song by Radiohead, and then I just sang about how it wasn't Creep, but it still had the same chords. It was a good song. Yeah. You can see all that on my YouTube.
Yeah, I think I've seen like a live show. I heard the one about shoes and the creep sort of parody.
Yeah.
So how did you come up as an artist, start making music?
My family's always been very musical.